This is the Gib of the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.
You down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, you told me that you love me, you caused your heart to die, but I found out that was so. I'm leaving you. Woman, I've got to put you down. You love me, you cause your heart to die. But I found out, baby, bye bye, I'm leaving. Woman, I got to put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning.
As promised, there we go, Howling Wolf. Welcome to the Kip of the Cat Show, Greg and Darren. Hello, Darren.
Evening, how are you?
Yeah, Kipper's here watching us.
He is.
And yes. Yeah, we still got Tony in, having a sneaky listen in. Absolutely. Fantastic shows, Tony. Yeah, we really loved it. Thank you. And yeah, he's still putting some of his rare vinyl away. Fantastic show that was, wasn't it? Hey, there was a few £1,000 worth in that box, I think. Anyway, yeah, Howling Wolf, I'm Leaving You. The theme, as Tony quite rightly said, is guitar music.
Yeah.
Some of the pioneers who played guitar, we're going to play it, go right back to the 20s and 30s, but that one, of course, was mid-50s, Howling Wolf, I'm Leaving You. Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling a bit tired, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is it? You've been doing your accounts, have you?
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to do three things at once. I've been trying to set up my record fair for Sunday.
Yeah.
Trying to finish off me year's accounts.
Yeah.
And I'm talking last year's accounts. And and at the same time, trying to do put stuff on eBay and trying to keep the things together, trying to choose the records for the show tonight.
Well, we did most of that yesterday, the record
Well, we
choosing.
Did a little bit, yeah, because Darren came over yesterday and helped me sort some records out from my set box, which are going to go out on sale, because I don't use them that often, but there's some cracking stuff in there. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of the promo for my record fair on Sunday. Let's play some more guitar music. What's this one, Darren?
This one is Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith.
We can't get much more guitar than that.
Not really, and it's the Guitar Boogie.
Let's hear.
Thank you.
There we go, there we are. Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith with the original version of Guitar Boogie.
And it's one of those tunes, I think if that hadn't come along, I mean, how many guitar players in the 60s would have been lost without
Burt Whedon got that in the charts.
He did.
On top rank. And we might play some Burt Whedon later on,
yep.
If you're not good. But no, nothing wrong with Burt Whedon. He got a lot of people on the way, didn't he, to learn the guitar.
Yeah.
Many superstars today started off with Burt Whedon's
Playing a Day.
They did, yeah, Playing a Day. You're listening to Cambridge 105. I'm Greg. Darren's with me. Tony's just about packing up. And we've lost all his listeners now, sadly.
Do you know?
Thank you, Tony. See you Sunday. Yeah, cheers, mate.
My ambition on the internet side of things is actually get it to a minus figure,
minus listeners.
Yeah.
Well, if you are still listening, you can email us at studio@cambridge105.fm. Do say hello and let us know you're still there.
Yeah.
Or you can text us on 07919 070 490. Right, well, yeah. we're going to carry on with a bit more blues, actually.
Yep.
And you can get more blues, and this is Blues Boy himself.
Blues Boy King, B.B.
Yeah,
King.
B.B. King, and he's playing a guitar, and the song is called
Jump With You Baby.
Jump With You Baby.
I wanna jump with you, baby. I wanna jump with you, baby. Baby, I mean tonight. I wanna jump with you, baby. I wanna jump with you, baby. Baby, I mean tonight. Now wait, let's have a little taste, cause heads make ways. We might wanna stop at another little place. I wanna jump with you, baby. Wanna jump with you, baby.
Fantastic stuff there. Blues Boy King, Jump With You Baby.
Yeah, on RPM Records. They always look very worn. I think people must have previously enjoyed them.
Yeah, but played perfectly well, didn't they? Yes. You're listening to the Kibble the Cat Show on Cambridge 105, and we're playing 78 RPM gramophone records along the theme, well, just
guitars.
Yes, just celebrating the guitar. Yeah, anything to do with guitars. And this one goes a bit further back in time, actually.
This will be the 30s.
Yeah. And you get two for the price of one. Two great guitarists for the price of one record.
Ah.
And this is called Two Tone Stomp. Very appropriate title. And you've got Ed Lang, a famous white guitarist.
Yeah.
And Lonnie Johnson, famous black guitarist.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Ed Lang sometimes wanted to be known as a black guitarist. He sometimes called himself Blind Willie Dunn.
It's funny, isn't it? You go back to the 30s and all these blues players had bits missing, didn't they? Or they couldn't see.
Unfortunately, Ed Lang didn't. Yeah, so he had all the disadvantages of being a blues player. He was white, and all his body was there.
He could see.
So he made it up that he was blind. But he was a fantastic guitarist.
He
died tragically young, at the age of 39, due to having his tonsils out.
I know it was. He was the chap that was great friends with Bing Crosby,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was, and Bing Crosby had just had his out, and said it was fantastic, easiest operation ever. Sadly, I think, and he persuaded Ed Lang to go to hospital, and something went wrong with the operation, and he died.
Yeah,
I think Bing Crosby was very cut up. He had it in his contract that Ed Lang had to be in the orchestra for all his backing tracks. So all there right. you go. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Let's have a listen to this. This is Two Tone Stomp, Ed Lang and Lonnie Johnson. Fantastic stuff there. That was Ed Lang and Lonnie Johnson, a.k.a. Blind Willie Dunn, a.k.a. his real name was Salvatore Massari or something like that.
See why he changed his name, can't you?
Yeah, so I guess he must have been from Italian extraction,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. And is that one? That's quite hard to get hold of, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is quite a hard one. It's it was recorded on the 17th of November, 1928.
Wow.
So that is quite an old record.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice.
Yes, yes indeed. Nice. Yeah, 80, how much?
80? Quite old.
84 years old.
It's 9 o'clock at night. I've been hard at work all day. Brain doesn't work.
Yes, there we go. Two tone stomp. Now then, it's time for some choices from you. Darren, what have you got here?
Now, this next one, this guy was the architect of what they call the Nashville sound. He smoothed out the sound of country music to make it more palatable to the masses in the States in the late 50s.
Yeah.
And also, before he had success doing that, he was a session guitarist as well as making his own records. And he is Chet Atkins. And right. He also did the guitar break and probably one of the landmark rock and roll records to make it here in the 50s.
Right.
Which we'll play after this one.
All right, so we'll have two in a row.
Two in a row.
Featuring Chet Atkins on guitar. And what's the first one called?
This one is from one of these RCA vinyl radio station presses, which is Got a little bit of a dent in it, so it does play just about play across it. But this is Chet Atkins from probably about 54, 55, I'd imagine. And this is called Hybrid Corn.
Right, let's have a listen. Two great records featuring the guitar work of Chet Atkins. Yeah, then. Yeah.
He did the guitar break on that, and I didn't realise, only a couple of years ago, I actually found out it was Chet Atkins doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, because it was recorded at RCA, session guitarist Chet Atkins.
Yeah, why not indeed. A couple of shout-outs. Hello to Jackie Bond who does the fantastic 50s show that I was listening to on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hi, Greg and Darren. Great show as always. There's actually hundreds of us in here listening, by the way, because Matron makes sure we're tuned into Cambridge 105. Yes, looking forward to one from the maestro, Lester Pulsefus. I'm not sure we've got any by Lester Pulsefus. In fact, I'm going to have to look him up and find out who he is. Enjoy yourselves and have a great day on Sunday. Yeah, thank you very much. Maybe see you there, Jackie. See if you collect some vinyl. And another shout out to the Cove Massive down in Devon who are listening. I was thinking of you actually today because my boards are still down with you because you took them back from Bestival and I forgot to pop in and pick them up when we came down to Devon in November. So I'm having to make some new boards to advertise a record fair on Sunday. But anyway, there we go. Yes. Anyway, thanks for listening, Helen. Hope you're enjoying the show. This next one. Well, we can't really have a Kip of the Cat show, not very many Kip of the Cat shows, without playing some Big Joe Turner. Mm. But we're not playing it for Big Joe Turner. We're playing it because on guitar on this one, it's Almore James. This one's called TV Mama. Let's have a listen.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh, boy, what a dream. One with the big wide screen. She got red big eyes and little bitty feet. And in the waist, she's so nice and neat. She's my TV mama. One with the big wide screen.
Fantastic stuff there, Big Joe Turner, TV Mama.
Yep.
And we might play some more Almore James a bit later on because he is one of the classic guitarists.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, he was name-checked, wasn't he, by John Lennon on one of the Beatles albums.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah, he says something like, and he's playing some sort of bluesy guitar, and he says, Almore James, there's nothing on this. I'm not sure that was quite right, though, John.
No.
But never mind.
No.
Let's, what have we got next?
This next one is quite a rare one. It's a 45. I mean, you get a box of 60 singles, chances are you're going to find some Duane Eddy in there.
Right.
But this, as a 78, is incredibly scarce. My one looks like they've been having a party on it.
Yes. But mind you, those late 78s are very positive pressings, and they usually play well.
Mm.
So which one have you chosen?
This is Shazam.
Oh yeah, let's have a listen.
Mm.
Duane Eddy, of course, one of the greats, known for his twangy guitar.
Yeah, and I saw him earlier on this year. He played in Market Harborough.
Oh, yes, he did a little tour.
He did a little tour.
In fact, he hadn't played for ages. And his first gig was in Manchester. He hadn't played in the States anywhere, I don't think.
Not for a long time.
About 20 years or something. Yeah.
And it's Richard Hawley that should be thanked for getting him out of retirement.
Right, right.
And he's just produced an album in the past year, produced by Richard Hawley.
Excellent.
Duane Eddy. And I say the gig was fantastic. I mean, the support act was Nell Bryden, who's one of my she's very good as well, but no, Duane Eddy was really, really good on the night,
right?
And just like listening to the records, actually, he's probably a little bit too perfect, but very good.
Yeah, excellent, very accomplished guy. And had done a lot of big hits, lots of number ones, and lots of classics like Peter Gunn and so many. Yeah.
Play Me Like You Play Your Guitar. Because he had hits since the 70s as well. People forget about
him. Yeah, he did. Right, well, we're going to another pioneer of electric guitar. And this guy liked to play with the sound of the guitar. He introduced power chords, really, to the range of stuff that you can use on records. And this is Link Wray. And this one is a bit of a classic. It's Rumble. Go Link Wray with Rumble, and a couple more shout outs to shout out. We've got a P. Ellison. I'm just trying to read his thing. Is that Peter? Yeah, it's Pete. Of course, it's Pete. And it says, really enjoying the show, especially the Eddie Lang and Eddie John and Lonnie Johnson. We'll play some more sort of stuff from that kind of era very shortly. In fact, we've got something on the decks now from 1937. And this is, of course, some gypsy guitar, Django.
You've got to have some Django
Reinhardt, haven't you? And you can't have a more guitar-y title than this. This is the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Swing Guitars. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with swing guitars. And 1937, that
it
was.
It is, yeah. And when you're playing, we're playing all these from the original records. There's no MP3, CD, digital nonsense. And you realise how good they sound. I was listening to a CD the other day of some dance band material coming on a box of CDs that I bought in for the market store. And they planed all the life out of them.
Yeah,
they sound
they
horrible.
Do. Yeah, they, in the attempt to get rid of all the crackles and hiss and bumps, they get rid of the life of the record as well.
Yeah.
Which is, I think is always a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Cambridge 105, and we're a community radio station in the city of Cambridge. We seem to have lots of listeners all over the place today,
Ooh.
Which is great, isn't
Ooh.
It? Yeah. And Andy Ranner's listening from Foxton. Hiya, Andy. Nice that you're on board. And Andy's going to be my guest on the 13th of December, playing some vinyl on my afternoon show.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thursday afternoons, 2 till 4, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's an ugly sister.
Is he?
Yeah, in a pantomime that's going to be on... well, he's actually written the pantomime,
I have
to say. He's a fantastic script writer. Yeah, yeah. He totally rewrote a Shakespeare play in rhyming couplets so that the kids could remember the words.
That'd be good for me. I mean, I couldn't be on stage. I'm too self-conscious, but I just couldn't. I have difficulty remembering my name most days, so remembering lines for a play, forget it.
Anyway, I know he's got a fantastic collection of vinyl, so he's going to bring some along a week Thursday. Actually, next Thursday, I've got Roger Smith from Jack. Do you remember Jack? We took them to Bestival a few years ago.
Yeah,
a super group from Cambridge, and Roger Smith is a lead vocalist for Jack, and he's coming along on Thursday, this Thursday from 2 till 4 to play some of his vinyl, so that should be an interesting show.
I have to get Kimberly Rue down as well.
I'll get round to Kimberly.
Walk around the corner, you can come and do it.
He lives around the corner. Who else have we got listening? Hillary's been listening, but she says she's really busy, so she might not have to might be able to listen for very long. But anyway, hi Hillary, thanks for tuning in. Right, what have we got next?
Now this next lady, I wasn't really aware of her work until about 3 or 4 years ago. I heard Mark Lamar play some of her records on the God's Jukebox on Radio 2, and I thought, wow, who is this lady? I'd never heard of her. She being Sister Rosetta Tharpe,
fantastic guitarist. Yeah, fantastic guitarist.
And she obviously released records through the late 30s, 40s and 50s here on Brunswick Records. And she on this one, she's with Marie Knight.
Yep.
Who was her partner for a while. And this, I mean, the guitar work on it, just stunning.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
All of her stuff is great.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Not
What's
really.
This one called?
This one's called Didn't It Rain.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There was no land nowhere in sight. God sent a raven to bring the news. He arched his wings and away he flew. Just
I said it rained, you know it rained. Oh, how it rained, rained too long. My, it rained, rained all day, rained all night. Rain, rain, my, it rained, it rained. Rain, 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 rain.
It's raining too long. It rained all day, all night long.
rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. You know it rain, oh, hot rain, God knows it rain. Rain, 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 oh, my Lord. Yes, you know it is. Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain?
Yeah, fantastic stuff. It has been raining a bit as well, hasn't it?
That could actually be the theme tune to 2012, couldn't it? Didn't it rain?
I mean, we've escaped fairly lightly in Cambridge here, but I know down in Devon, they've had quite a bit of a bucket full.
Almost washed into the sea, wasn't it?
Some of it. Yes, there we are. Fantastic stuff from Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight with Didn't It Rain?
Yeah.
And I guess that dates from around 40s, mid-40s,
Late 40s, isn't it, I think? Yeah, late 40s, early 50s. But yes, great records. I mean, if it wasn't for Chris Barber, these people wouldn't be as well-known as they are today.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, he did bring her over to the UK for a tour. That was early 60s, though, you know.
It was, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was in the early 60s.
Oh, there's those clips of her on...
No, it would be the late 50s.
Late 50s, and she did...
She did some recording on Pi, which I think Chris Barber organised. She did. She re-released a couple of things.
Mm.
Up Above My Head, I think, was re-released. She re-recorded it in the UK, and it was released on Pi. Yeah, so there we go. Right, these next pair, I don't know a lot about, but they are fantastic guitarists. You've got Dick McDonough and Carl Kreis, and this dates from the early 30s, about 31, 32. And this one is called, this is a guitar duet, and it's called Stage Fright.
So listen.
Enjoy. Thank you. There we go. Carl Kress and Dick McDonough with Stage Fright. They only recorded four numbers together. And that one was recorded in January in 1934. So wow. There we go. And it says here, because I've looked up Carl Kress on the internet, on the old internet box thing, and it says that he was, along with Eddie Lang, who we've already played some of, was considered the founding father of jazz guitar. While Lang pioneered the use of single-string horn-inspired lines, Carl's method was that of chord soloing. Carl got his start as a banjoist for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1926. His second contribution was that he was part owner of the famed Onyx Club on 52nd Street. So there we go. I guess in New York, they're talking about. So there we go. Carl Kress and Dick McDonough. Oh. Right, we're going to go forward in time.
We are.
From 1934 to 1957, probably.
Yep. 56,
something like that.
57.
And this is a bit of a classic. He is a guitarist. And, of course, his guitar licks were copied by the Beach Boys, to name but a few.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, and of course, the Beatles. Yeah. This is Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Well, they all are. There's another one down to Gray from Foxton.
Told her to despise, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, dear, they called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Oh,
Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
There we go, one of the greats, Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
With Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't imagine something, I don't know, like Britney Spears singing a song called Britney Spears, can you, really?
Yeah, no, you can't really.
No.
But Bo Diddley was a thing, wasn't it? It was. It, I can't
had a square
what it was.
Guitar.
It was,
an
yeah,
oblong guitar.
It was a type of a musical instrument that they played. I did see, and it was, no, it was a great big piece of, it was just a single string, which they. Mm. I saw a blues program on Radio 4, and they showed on BBC 4, and they showed one of these Bo Diddley things. It made a really interesting sound.
Really?
Yeah, and you kind of bent it, and it was a bit like a sort of T-Chess bass kind of effect.
Yeah.
But it was very, very interesting. Anyway, I'd have to look it up and find out what a Bo Diddley really is.
Big, long, stringy thing.
Yeah, and he obviously called himself after that because he obviously could play it at one point. Mm. But there we go, Bo Diddley with Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
Helen said that she really enjoyed your Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Indeed, yeah. Well, it used to rain down in Devon.
Yeah. It is a bit moist. Well, it's been moist everywhere this year, but especially in the West Country, it definitely has been a bit damp.
Right, yes, indeed. Right, well, we're going to play a classic now. This guy did a lot for the guitar.
Yeah.
He invented some guitars, and he invented using more than one guitar double-tracked.
He was...
an innovator,
he was very much an innovator. He was great friends with Bing Crosby.
And, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Bing Crosby, I think, invested a lot of money in Ampex tape machines.
Right.
The Ampex company, and they made very early tape machines.
Right.
And Les Paul, of course, experimented with tape and speeding things up. And, of course, many of the musicians... in the people that would come on to be famous in the 60s were listening to these Les Paul records thinking, how does he do that? Because I can't.
I know. Well, if you listen to something like How High the Moon, it's just amazing. Or What Is This Thing Called Love? Perhaps we'll play that later on. I think I've got it here somewhere.
I couldn't find my copy of How High the Moon.
Yeah,
but,
it's on the other side of that. I think I've got it here somewhere. I'll have a look and see if it's in my box and might play it later on to show you what we mean. But anyway, this does demonstrate amply what we're talking about, Les Paul, and the one that Darren's chosen is...
Meet Mr. Callahan.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Alex is here. Alex James, ex of Blur, now a farmer, scientist and cheese aficionado.
Hey, Rob, all right?
How you doing?
Excellent, cheers.
We've had Greg play at some of your parties for you.
All my parties. I'd like to take him on full time.
Resident DJ.
Rather than a housekeeper or a driver or something. If I could afford it, I'd go for a full time personal DJ. I mean, it's impossible to listen to these records without smiling.
If you want to smile like Alex James and Rob DeBank, tune in to Greg and Darren playing 78s on the Kip of the Cat show here on Cambridge 105.
Crazy rhythm, there's a doorway. I'll go my way, you'll be your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have the showdown. I'm the hi-hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, you're real crazy too. Crazy rhythm, there's a doorway. I'll go my way, you'll be your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on you're through. Here's where we have a showdown. I'm to hi-hat, you're to low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. Crazy rhythm, there's a doorway. Crazy rhythm, I'll try your way. When a highbrow meets a lowbrow, then the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. Crazy rhythm, crazy rhythm. Crazy rhythm, I'm real crazy too. Crazy rhythm, I like your way. Don't go my way, I'll go your way. Crazy, crazy man, I'm crazy too.
Now, when we first heard that record, Darren
yeah.
and I,
yeah.
we thought that was Les Paul, didn't we?
It's, I think, it's copying the form of flattery. I can't remember the saying now.
Yeah,
but
when I'm looking up this guy, this actually is an amazing guitarist called George Barnes.
Mm.
And George Barnes, much underrated because we didn't know who he was, actually started in the mid-30s. And he started his career accompanying blues vocalists such as Big Bill Brunsey.
Right. Really?
Yeah, and after stinting the army and all that kind of stuff, he recorded an album, two guitars, with Carl Kress, who we just heard from. And after the death of Kress, Barnes recorded several albums with Bucky Pizzarelli, who I don't know
him
who that
well.
Is. Yeah, and worked as a session musician for the Jody Mars.
All right.
In the 1950s.
Yeah.
And made several albums with Joe Venuti and etc.
Mm.
So he was a well-known guitarist. He was a pioneer of jazz guitar, and he apparently was the first person to record electric guitar. On
all right.
Record. So there we go.
Even before Les Paul.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. So George Barnes, that was. And on guitar with Dorothy Collins on vocals. A 1953 release called Crazy Rhythm.
Do you think they might have been listening to Les Paul America? Harry Ford Records.
I reckon they probably was, or the people who were managing Dorothy Collins thought, yeah, well, we need a guitarist like Les Paul to back Dorothy Collins. Mm. And I think that's quite a rare record.
That is exceedingly rare. I love the London sleeve to it as well.
Yeah, it's on the UK Gold London label, and it's the only record of that, the only copy of that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in nice condition as well.
Yeah, I know somebody that might like that one.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have it.
You can't have it. Okay.
Right, we're going to go on to the OK label now. What have we got now?
This, again, you can tell he's a blues player because he's blind. He's Blind Boy Fuller.
Yes.
And Rag Mama Rag. Yeah. But is this the same Rag Mama Rag that the band had a hit
No,
with?
I think they just stole the title.
All right,
but, fair enough. But Blind Boy Fuller was amazing Piedmont blues guitarist. And quite often, Brownie McGee would play guitar with him as well. So it may well be two guitars on this. And if there is, Brownie McGee's almost certainly going to be the other one.
Yeah.
But Blind Boy Fuller certainly will be on it. And this is called Rag Mama Rag.
Rag Mama Rag.
From about 1946.
Town, had my hand, looking for a woman, ain't got no man. It's a baby looking for a needle in the sand, looking for a woman, ain't got no man. Oh, rag, oh, rag, rag, baby, said do that rag. Oh, rag, oh, rag, rag, mama, said do that rag. Says I wouldn't have thought my baby would treat me so, love another man stayed at my back door. Mind, mama, what you sow, you got to reap this what you sow. Oh, rag, shaw, rag now. Rag, baby, say do that rag. Oh, rag, oh, rag. Rag, baby, say do that rag. Now if you get you one woman, you better get two. One for your buddy, other one for you. Got me a wife and a sweetheart too. Wife don't love my sweetheart too. All right. All right. Rag. Say do that rag. All right now, baby. Do it a long time. My gal hollered, but I ain't raised my hand. Pistol in my pocket, back jack in my hand. Took my gal on the willow tree. Hardly hear the holler, no murder me. Oh, rag, gal. Oh, rag. Rag, mama. Say, do that rag. Oh, rag. Oh, rag. Rag, mama. Say, do that rag. Now, rag, baby. Oh, sure. Oh, rag. Rag, mama. Let's do that, rag.
There we go. Blind Boy Fuller with Rag Mama Rag.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, but not like the band.
Not like the band, which is also a good record.
It's also a good record, yes, yes. That one was a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Right, well, now we're going to a strange record now, in that the guitarist on this was actually he's kind of known as the father of the British blues movement of the early 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
From which people like Fleetwood Mac and the Rolling Stones and
Manfred
so on.
Manfred Mann and all those groups.
Yeah, indeed. And that is Alexis Corner. And this apparently was his first record, his first recording on Decca. And it's actually it's a skiffle record. with Ken Collier. Ken Collier's skiffle group, recorded in 1957. And the title of it is?
It is Take This Hammer.
Take This Hammer.
Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. If he asks you what's our running, if he asks you what's our running, if he asks you what's our running, you can tell him I was flying. If he asks you was I laughing, if he asks you was I laughing, if he asks you was I laughing, tell him I was crying. You can tell him I was crying. I don't want no cornbread and lasses. I don't want no cornbread and lasses. I don't want no cornbread and lasses. Like silver, well this hammer looks like silver, well this hammer looks like silver, it feels like gold, it feels like gold.
King Kong be,
and
said the king of me.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
And if the train don't stop and turn around,
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound. Preacher's in the stand.
The preacher's in the stand.
Pass his hand around.
Pass his hand around.
Hanging brothers and sisters, shooting money to me. I'm Alabama bound.
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 And if the train don't stop and turn around,
I'm Alabama bound.
Just as they turned around,
just as they turned around.
Yeah, the deacon's in the corner, on a sweet gal. I'm Alabama bound.
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 And yeah, the train don't stop and turn around.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, a couple of Leadbelly songs there. Although the Take This Hammer, which was really a Leadbelly song,
yeah,
is just says traditional arranged Collier.
Let's get those royalties in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and let's face it, if that was Lonnie Donegan, I mean, arranged Donegan,
it would be. Yeah, and that of course the Ken Collier one featured Alexis Corner on guitar. Mm. And we had then our Alabama Bound from Leadbelly himself.
Yeah, and
not particularly a good example of his guitar because he's really just playing one sort of line. But he was well known for his wizardry on the 12-string guitar.
Yeah,
right. We're going to one of your favourite songs
it
now,
is.
Aren't we?
Yeah, this guy, his output for me is quite variable. Some of it is totally unlistenable.
Yes,
but some of it is really good, and this is a very good example of that. And this tune was nicked wholesale by Mark Bolan.
Yes, pretty much so. Yeah, yeah, changed the words a bit.
It changed the words a bit, yeah. Kept exactly the same tune, written Bolan.
There we go. Yeah, and it says here, because I've looked it up, because we couldn't find who the guitarist was, but it says here it's Jimmy Lee.
Yeah, see, I thought it was Webb Pearce. But
no, Webb Pearce was just a singer, I think, who wore flamboyant nudie suits.
There was a particular brand of suit that people like Hank Williams wore.
It also says, whether this is all true or not, because you can never 100% believe the interweb, can
you?
No. It says here that he first sang it as Hayride Boogie in 1951.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so there we go.
I'm not sure he might have performed on the Louisiana Hayride radio show.
I've got some Jimmy Lee 78s along with Johnny Mathis, but not that Johnny Mathis.
No, he's the country Johnny Mathis.
Yes, and obviously the country Jimmy Lee on guitar.
Yeah.
And this one's called?
This is Teenage Boogie. Yeah. What else?
Of course.
Well, it's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie.
Hey, hey.
A teenage boogie.
Ho, ho.
A high school boogie.
Hey, hey.
A hillbilly boogie.
Ho, ho.
A teenage.
Teenage the boogie.
It's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night.
the music, you just can't sit still. If your brother won't rock, then your sister will. Woo! Come on, everybody. More running around with the usual crew. Who cares? Come on, everybody.
There we go. The great late
Eddie Cochran.
Eddie Cochran, yes.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah, and fantastic guitar.
Although, obviously, he died so tragically young, people think, oh, he had loads of hit singles, and they weren't the hits that people thought they were.
And do you know who ended up with his guitar?
Wasn't it Dave D or somebody like that? I know
it was Mark Bolan.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Mark Bolan got his guitar after the crash.
Really?
Yeah, so there you go. So there's your link with the Teenage Boogie.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
On a Saturday night.
You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is the Kip of the Cat show with Greg. Darren and Kip are sitting there.
He's
got his bow tie on. He's looking very smart.
Yeah. He even has his collar on.
He's warmed up after the Mill Road Winter Fair. That was cold.
Apparently it was chilly. Yeah, I almost tucked up inside on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We noticed you weren't there.
Yes.
Yeah, but never mind. Right, now then, we're going to play two in a row now. One features a session guitarist called Spears, I think his name. What was his name?
Is it Spears?
I've now lost it. It was,
go back. See, we've got steam-driven computers here. It's not digital at all.
Oh, I don't know where it's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
We'll bang the tune on, I think, and then we'll figure out who it was playing the guitar. Yeah. See, I thought it was Big Jim Sullivan.
No, it wasn't him. Ernie Shears.
Ernie Shears?
Ernie Shears on guitar on this one.
Not Hank Marvin.
No, not Hank Marvin, but I think Hank Marvin's on the second one. So anyway, enjoy these two in a row.
Please, Cliff.
Soul. Let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. Well, we just don't know what's going to replace it. Little valleys and calypsos, I've got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along. Gets into your heart and soul. Hey, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Ballads and calypsos have got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along.
Moving.
Don't Care What You Say. That is a classic, isn't it?
It
Apache.
Is.
And that's about as modern as we get with 78s, because that's a bit of a cheat, because it's not
it
a
is.
British 78. That's
no.
South Africa?
South
is
African,
it?
Yeah.
South African one. Yeah. And, of course, 1960 or 61.
61, I 61. Think that was a hit, yeah.
Yes, featuring, of course, the great Hank Marvin on
yeah.
guitar.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is the Kip of the Cat Show, and the theme of our 78s today is guitars.
Mm.
As if you couldn't guess.
They're various forms.
And we're going right back to one of the earliest ever singer-songwriters who used a guitar. I think in the modern-day sense of it, I think he probably was one of the first, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he definitely one of the foundation stones for modern country music, along with the Carter family.
Certainly, and I think a lot of folk music really stemmed from this kind of style
well,
of stuff.
The thing is, in America, this sort of thing...
Without
the yodelling. If this was sung by a black guy, this would have been known as blues, because it was sung by a white guy, it's known as country.
Yes,
it was very much a crossover between
and
the two.
And this is 85 years old. This was first recorded on the 30th, it was recorded on the 30th of November 1927.
Mm.
This is the great Jimmy Rogers with Blue Yodel.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Thelma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Oh, lay, oh, lay, hey, lay. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm called, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm called, I'm gonna shoot poor Thelma just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, I'm gonna the water, drink like cherry wine. Sing 'em, boy, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drink like cherry wine. Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that round up that stole away my gal. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. Rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log. Than to be in Atlanta, treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady.
There we go. One of the classics there from 1927.
Yeah.
Tea for Texas, Blue Yodel. There we go, Jimmy Rogers.
And the thing is with him, those records, although that was recorded 85 years ago, it doesn't sound old hat, whereas a lot of the hillbilly stuff, I shan't repeat what my dad calls it on air, and he's a big country music fan, That sounds dated and awful, but that doesn't sound old.
It's a pure sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, we're going to play a British guitar duet now.
Mm.
Albert Harris, who was born in London, and Ivor Marantz, I think it's pronounced, who was actually Polish, but he came over to England very early on.
Mm.
And they were Albert Harris was really a composer, but a great jazz guitarist. And Ivor actually played with people like Ambrose and all the dance bands of the time.
Yeah.
And they did a couple of duets, which are incredibly hard to find. And this is one of them. From about 1933-34,
mm-hmm.
And this one's, I think, called Yankee Doodle.
Plays a Fugue.
Plagues a Fugue.
Yeah.
So let's have a little listen.
Janice, you were recently down at the Guernsey Arts Festival. What did you think of Kipper the Cat and Greg?
I met Greg. He was DJing and he was just unbelievable. He was dressed brilliantly and he was DJing with 78s and he was doing all the actions and stuff to the lyrics of the songs. He was absolutely brilliant and Greg is such a lovely man.
Well, thanks, Janice. That's amazing. And I thought it was Kipper the Cat that everyone loved.
Thanks, Janice. That's great. Yeah. Checks in the post. You read that script out perfectly. No. Kipper won't mind. Honestly, no, he won't mind.
The Kipper the Cat Show with Greg and me, Darren, on Cambridge 105.
I
I'm in love with you, baby. Let me ride in your automobile. I'm in love with you, baby. Let me ride in your automobile. I want one hand around you, the other on the wheel. Now look at him, baby. You can't do that to me. You said you had one driver. Yeah, you got two or three. Oh, baby, you should take care of your little automobile. You had a pretty little car, woman. Too many drivers at your wheel. You got two drivers in the day, two drivers at night. Now ain't no two drivers will treat your little car right. Oh, baby, you should take care of your little automobile. You had a pretty little car, woman. Too many drivers at your wheel. There's two things in the world, people, that don't last long. A new automobile, a woman won't stay at home. Bobby, you should take care of your little automobile. You had a pretty little car, baby. Too many drivers at your wheel. I tried your little car, baby. It wouldn't move a peg. All your spark plugs are gone. Cracking your silly head. Oh, baby, you should take care of your little automobile. You had a pretty little car, woman. Too many drivers at your wheel.
There we go. Smokey Hog with Little Car Blues. That was from 1947, recorded in Dallas. So there we go.
All right. I wouldn't have thought that was as early as that, appearing on Modern.
Nice record, actually. Had a message in from Pete Ellison.
All right.
He sent me a link to a diddly bow.
Yeah. What's
one
of them?
We talked about diddly bow.
All right.
Bow diddly
even.
Yeah. It's a long piece of wood with a string on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it's
a diddly
just a
bow.
Yeah, and you change the tone of it by pressing down on the string.
All right,
yeah.
Pretty much like a T-chess bass, I suppose, in the way it works.
Something like that. Anyway, thank you very much, Peter, for sending in that link. And I've got some other messages.
Oh, more messages? Surely not.
Oh, yeah.
They flooded in tonight.
Yeah.
this next record, we've had to strap a house brick to the arm.
To get it
to play.
I don't know why. It plays fine on the wheels of wood when I'm DJing out with it, but it doesn't like these Newmark decks.
I think because there's two house bricks strapped to the arms.
Yeah,
the
I've got some sixpences on there. But not enough house bricks on this one.
No.
But this actually was one of my favourites. I first met this guy in the 70s when I was DJing at Sussex University.
I actually met him.
No. I didn't meet him in person. I came across his records.
Oh, right.
One I particularly loved, and Hillary and I is one of our tunes, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
Is A Real Mother For You, which is Johnny Guitar Watson.
Mm.
And I didn't know that he went way back to the 40s as a guitarist. And on this, he's called Young John Watson. But it's the same guy, and he's still playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And but more R&B rather than funk, which is what he did on DGM in the 70s.
Yeah.
And what's this one called?
This is Motorhead Baby.
Motorhead Baby. Enjoy.
Let's have a listen.
Get a Cadillac, oh yeah, in a beautiful is a smile. You take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Yes, if you drive a baby slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of Rocket 88. All right, let's ride a little bit. She said, step on the gas, John, darling, and stop all that teasing me. I said, motor ahead, baby, yes, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, oh no.
There we go, Johnny Guitar Watson, or Young John Watson.
Young John Watson.
Says on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out to Auntie Maureen, who's listening. She's been talking to Kipper.
All right.
Yeah. And sorry you can't make it to the fair on Sunday, Maureen. We'll miss you. Mm. But there we go.
And Maureen, this is like two-way family favourites. There's a parcel on its way to you today.
Oh, right.
She'll know what it's all about.
Yes, I know what it's all about. It's about your coasters, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Recycling old broken records.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Right.
Very good. They are too available on all good eBay shops.
Not at the moment. I'm not organised.
Oh, you're not that organised. You can't even get your own product on there. Oh, dear.
Oh, good God, no. No,
right,
no.
What have we got next?
John Lee Hooker.
Yes. Got to have a little bit. I mean, at this stage, he wasn't a great guitarist, actually, I don't think. But he had this certain style and something about him, which I really liked. Mm. And the fact that he was slightly random made it much more interesting, I think. Anyway,
yeah.
John Lee Hooker on Chess. What's this one called?
It's called It's My Own Fault.
Let's have a listen.
It's my own fault, darling. You treat me the way you do. It's my own fault, darling. Cause you treat me the way you do. When you loved me, darling, I was going from town to town. Oh, won't you give me one more chance? Babe, I prove I love you, and I won't be bad no more. It's my own fault, darling. I made you treat me the way you do. My own fault, baby. I made you treat me the way you do. Baby, I'm growing old. I'm getting to realize. All right. Then.
though we may not meet again. Oh, goodbye, little girl. I know we may not meet again. But it's my own fault, darling. I made you treat me the way you did.
There we go. You're listening to Cambridge 105, and we're playing 78 RPM gramophone records on the theme, well...
No, guitars.
They're just guitar records.
Yeah. And you're right with that one. His guitar playing was a tad random on that.
Yeah, but I liked it, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of unusual.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one you don't come across very often. It's probably the first time it's been played on British radio.
I'd hazard a guess it probably is.
Yeah, this is Coy McDaniel, or Coy Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, it's got Coy McDaniel and his multiple guitar.
Yes, I think this is like doing a Les Paul type thing. And he was otherwise known as Leyland West Light, apparently, was his real name. But he used Coy McDaniel on this. And this is a kind of a corruption of an old British Morris tune.
All right.
It used to be called Haste to the Wedding. And on this record, it's called...
Hasty Wedding.
Hasty Wedding.
I shall crack out the white suits and the jingly bells.
So it's a kind of a cross between Les Paul and the Morris men. Anyway, enjoy.
Well, they all are. There's another one down to Greg from Foxton. Such a thrill.
Texas way down low.
Well, we promised you some more Almore James, and there it was. Early in the morning, you listen to the Kip of the Cat show on Cambridge 105. We've got time for maybe just two more.
And there's me with a boot full of Primo Scala 78s I'm not going to play.
Oh, dear. Was he a good guitarist? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, this guy was certainly a good guitarist. Oh, and this is seasonal as well.
Yes. This first Christmas record I played on the wireless this year.
Yeah.
And probably the last.
This is called Merry Christmas. Mm. Couldn't get more merry than Christmassy than that. And this is Lightning Hopkins. Have a listen.
Merry Christmas now, baby. Now, darling, ain't you glad to be home? Merry Christmas now, baby. Darling, ain't you glad to be home? Yeah, we're gonna take our Christmas for ourselves, so we'll know there is nothing wrong. Hang up your stocking. Oh, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Hang up your stocking, do you know? Oh, Santa Claus gonna come to you. I'm gonna buy you something pretty, let him bring. Tell me, what else is you gonna do? Is you gonna do? I know you're gonna be sweet, darling. Come round with them long bills hanging on his feet. Oh, Santa Claus, come round. Oh, no, with them long bills hanging on his feet. Yeah, and right waiting on my little woman. She coming home on Christmas Day.
There we go. Lightning Hopkins, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, we did threaten you with some Burt Whedon.
We did. We can't do a guitar show and not play this guy.
Yes, indeed. This is quite rare, 70, actually, on Top Rank. And it's his version of Summertime.
Yeah.
We shall see you in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time.
Or if you come into my record fair on Sunday, I shall see you on Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, yes. If you like your vinyl, you like your records, your shellac, do come along. It starts at 11 o'clock, goes on till 4 o'clock. And
four o'clock
in Foxton. Yeah,
excellent.
So we'll see you then. In the meantime, here's some Burt Whedon to take you out. After this comes Nick Stibbs with a fantastic edition of Multiply. But for the time being, here's Burt Whedon.